Well, if we're on a depressing song, so this is the saddest, most depressing song I know.
Okay.
From now on, I'm only going to do happy stuff. But I'm going to do one really depressing song. Her pride and his joy was raven black, and it ran like a river of silk down her back. And she brushed it every evening 100 times, and he washed it for her on Saturday nights. But then a drought hit the heart 1935, and they didn't have water for Saturday nights. It all seemed so hopeless, so she cut it with the shears, and he held her close and said through her tears, "I'll build you a barrel to catch the rain, wash out the dust of this Kansas plain. I swear you'll never have to cut your hair again. It's the last thing I do on this earthly plane. I'll give you a barrel of rain." So we worked in the evening when he finished up his chores, and he cut out some stays from a chest of drawers. Then he bound him with leather, sealed it with tar. And then he dropped to his knees and prayed in the yard. "I built this barrel to catch the rain, wash out the dust of this Kansas plain. If you give me this, Lord, I won't ask for nothing again. Just a little thundercloud now and then to give her a barrel of rain." But the rain never came. The barrel stayed dry, and she watched as the truth of it ate him alive. Then God took the crops and the baked tobacco land, and when his spirit broke, he just folded his hands. And the sun beat down on his thirsty grave. She thought of the fields he'd plowed in vain. Then she screamed at the sky with all her rage and pain. Oh, he didn't ask much and he never complained. Dear God, he just wanted a barrel of rain. Her pride and his joy is now white as milk, and it runs down her back like a river of silk. And all that she brought into these Oregon shores was a barrel made out of an old chest of drawers. And the neighbors still whisper that she's insane, the way she stares at the driving rain. Waits for the gutters to fill it up again. Then on Saturday nights, if the sky is tame, she washes her hair in a barrel of rain.
Awesome job.
Oh my God. Whose song is that?
Berkeley Heart.
I'm here.
I need another drink now.
The tears are coming to my eyes.
Well, I just killed Melissa. Sorry.
I mean, that is a yeah.
That, I must admit, in all honesty, that's a very hard song for me to get through because it's hard to sing when you're choking up.
Oh, yeah.
Kill me in that song.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that song, Ed. I don't want to hear that at home.
Oh, I love that song. I think that's a great song.
Oh, my goodness. That is so sad.
It's a... I'll never forget it. We were in Sherry Drive, and it was in, like, the third bedroom, or sort of slash Melissa's office. And she said, "Hey, you guys are to hear the song." I think it was Janice who told you about these people. They're like a duo based in San Diego. And Melissa played the song.
It's just you and Ed were there. And you guys have to come and listen to this.
Yeah. Wow, great song. And so you sent me the MP3 or you sent me the MP3, and I thought, yeah, I really need to learn that. But in fact, it in all honesty, it's a hard song to sing because it gets me.
Oh my God.
And it's hard to sing when you're choking up, but that song, but on the other hand, it's so beautiful. But
no,
I can't not do it.
No,
but that's one of the few times that I've ever actually gotten through it without just choking, you know.
If I put my mind on
where it's like, yeah, good time for an instrumental now.
have you asked Ed this trip to do the town I knew so well?
He's done it. He did it
the
first night I was here. Oh. But we're all about repeats. I'm all over that.
Except for that.
Okay, I won't do that one again. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you can't do that again.
Okay.
Listen to that again.
Oh, all right, we'll do...